The U.S. economy is slowing down a bit due to the spread of the Omicron variant. It could have ramifications for Fed policy next year and the direction of the U.S. dollar. Christopher Vecchio is a senior strategist at DailyFX.com and joins us now. Chris, Happy New Year to you. As Julie mentioned at the top of the show, it has been a pretty decent year for the dollar. What's your outlook for next year?
It looks like that the dollar still has a chance to further its gains as we head into early 2022, in part because of the juxtaposition between Fed policy and the policy of other major central banks, mainly the European Central Bank and the Bank of Japan. Rates markets have pulled forward rate hike expectations to March 2022 for the first rate hike per Fed funds futures. But we've seen both a hawkish and a dovish twist in a sense whereby the market's now saying, yes, we'll get rate hikes sooner. And as a result, we may need fewer rate hikes for the Fed to accomplish its goals. So right now, the dollar index, it's been consolidating over the last few weeks, not surprised as it works off the longest net long position in the futures market since October 2019. Historically speaking, December hasn't been a great month for the U.S. dollar. But as the calendar turns into 2022, we do think that the dollar still has more upside from here, looking at that 100 handle before June 2022.
Oh, wow. And what does the trajectory of the dollar tend to look like once the Fed actually starts raising rates?
So it really depends on the relative position of Fed policy compared to other central banks. But importantly, right now, the dollar still has this 2-5-10 butterfly that's widening. And historically speaking, as you look back into the QE era of the 2010s, that was actually good for greenback strength. So early on, the first few rate hikes can be good. It's when you get into the second half of the rate hike cycle that they tend not to have the same type of positive impact for the U.S. dollar, as by and large, that's expected. It's priced in. And moreover, as the Fed rate hike cycle matures, other central banks begin to play catch up.
And Chris, do you see any wild swings in international currencies once the Fed does start hiking rates?
Sure. I think emerging markets right now are very vulnerable. I think that when you look at a country like Turkey, for example, even if they've implemented some of these measures to shy away from speculation among domestic currency holders, it's really going to put a lot of pressure on their fiscal position. It looks like Turkey's burned through a significant portion of their foreign assets over the past 2 weeks to prop up the value of the lira. Even though the Turkish lira rallied by 50% last week, it's still down over 40% year to date versus the U.S. dollar. Same situation against the euro. And so I see a Turkish lira, I see a South African rand, a lot of pressure there as external financing conditions become more and more difficult for these emerging market currencies, not dissimilar from what we've seen during previous Fed hiking cycles.
You know, I want to ask a little bit more about the Turkish lira because it has been such, we saw this a couple of years ago, right? And now seeing this again, this just wild move in the Turkish lira. And you talked a little bit about it in the broader context of emerging markets. But how are we to view, particularly those of us who are not currency traders, how are we to view the Turkish situation? Like, is there a sort of bigger takeaway or is this story just kind of a curiosity?
No, this is a full-blown currency crisis. They have rising external debt, wide bond premiums, rising inflation expectations, record low real yields. I mean, they check every single box in the textbook for an emerging market currency in crisis. So this is a situation that's going to get worse before it gets better. For some reason, Turkish President Recep Erdogan has this fascination with the notion that lower interest rates will not lead to higher inflation. That's news to mostly anyone in macroeconomics. I certainly haven't read that in any textbook. Don't recall reading that during the CFA charter studies. But good luck to him. I think it's going to cost a lot of social capital there. I think that there's more and more political pressure in Turkey. And the central bank has lost any semblance of independence under Governor Kavcıoğlu, if I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Yeah, I think you're right, Chris. I don't think you'll find any of that stuff in those CFA giant books. Interesting, we've seen a recent push higher in the dollar. And at the same time, Bitcoin prices have been under pressure there. Is there any correlation?
I don't really think so. Bitcoin prices have been falling across the board against a number of major currencies, in part because we're starting to see the creep in of the expectation that liquidity conditions will become a little bit more difficult henceforth. Listen, 2021 was a banner year for stimulus. We had rising fiscal deficits around the world. We had monetary policy that was still incredibly stimulative. But when you look forward down the line, in the UK, for example, austerity already appears to be underway. In the US, we're having questions over the Build Back Better program. We have the Fed on the verge of a hiking cycle. And then when you look further into 2022, the midterms are right around the corner. And as things stand right now, it doesn't look like Democrats will retain control of the House, of the Senate, which means we could be back in a situation like we were in the early 2010s when we had a Democrat in the White House, Republicans controlling both houses of Congress. And ultimately, that means potentially less deficit spending. So risk impulses are starting to turn the corner. I think actually one of the reasons why when we get this question, you know, do you see any meme stocks or altcoins performing well in 2022? That speculative fervor may die down to a certain extent as the year goes on.
So what does that mean specifically for Bitcoin then as well? Or if we broaden out and say cryptocurrencies more broadly, do you have a Bitcoin target, for example? Do you think institutions who may have been selling at the end of this year are going to come back in January?
So what we've noticed over the course of 2021 is that on-chain transactions and the number of active wallets have actually fallen little by little over the course of the year. They peaked right around the GameStop and AMC frenzy in early January, February. And so it does look like Bitcoin could have a little bit more downside from here, perhaps down to 42,000 once more, again, the lows that were tested in early December. But I think that Bitcoin and the broader cryptocurrency market is going through a moment of reflection here, a bit of a crisis of faith right now, because for much of this year, we've heard all these thought leaders, all these individuals who have been right about their Bitcoin prognostications in the past, telling us that we're going to get to 100,000 by year end. Now, technically, that's still possible. I guess there are, you know, 15 hours left in this year. So I can't say 100,000 is out of the question, but I think it's really unlikely. And so a lot of these people who have been, you know, more or less the flag leaders standing at the front of the marching band, they now look wrong. And this could cause some individuals who have jumped into the market late to question whether or not they should continue to participate. They didn't get the gains that they were seeking. Ultimately, I do think there's a little bit of a sentiment letdown right now in cryptocurrency. So further unwind from here wouldn't be a surprise, but Bitcoin likely to be the least impacted during this unwind. It's those secondary and tertiary, the derivative altcoins, meme coins, if you want to call them that. Those are the ones that will see deeper and deeper losses. I'd be very surprised if Dogecoin and Shiba Inu have a good year unless someone like Elon Musk is pumping them on Twitter.
Yeah, you know, 15 hours left, Chris. Bitcoin could still hit 100,000, and I might win the $500 million Powerball this weekend. Both very, very likely. Chris Vecchio, senior strategist at DailyFX.com. We'll check you later.